If you were to go out onto any main street in Australia and invite 45 or 50-year-olds at random to have an MRI of the knee, a large percentage of them would have a tear in one of their menisci. Those are the slivers of cartilage that sit inside the knee joint, helping to stabilise it and providing an added cushion. And there would be no relationship between the torn cartilage and whether or not the person had knee pain or how much knee pain they had, especially if there's no locking of the knee as a result of the tear. It's known from randomised trials that there's no benefit from knee arthroscopy, that's keyhole surgery, for wear and tear in the knee. In fact, it could speed up deterioration to the point of needing a knee replacement. But what about physio as an alternative to arthroscopy when you know you have a torn cartilage which isn't locking up your knee? That's the trial that Victor van der Graaf and his colleagues in Amsterdam have just reported on. Victor is an orthopaedic surgeon and he's on the line from Amsterdam. Welcome to the Health Report.
Well, good morning. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Pleasure. What did you do in this study?
Yeah, so we performed a large multicenter randomized trial in 9 Dutch hospitals, and we included 320 patients between 45 and 70 years old, and all of them obviously had a meniscal tear. And half of them received surgery, in which we removed the torn part of the meniscus, and the other half received a standardized physical therapy program. And what we did is that we followed them up for 2 years, and we found that after the 2 years, that both groups improved equally in knee function.
So what physiotherapy did they actually have?
Well, they had a program which was made up by a knee-specialized physical therapist. And the program, well, that basically the main purpose was to strengthen the muscles around the knee.
So the quadriceps, particularly at the front.
Yeah, particularly the quadriceps. And also as part of the program, it had some coordination and balance practices.
And how much physiotherapy did they have?
Well, they had a program of 16 sessions in total of 8 weeks.
And what about complications? Because, you know, surgery has complications. You can get infection. Things don't go as well as you hope. Versus physiotherapy?
Yeah, that's true. So recently a really large study was done and published in The Lancet, and they looked for the complications of surgery after a knee arthroscopy. And because we know these complications do not occur frequently, so what they did, the other study, is that they looked through the database of 700,000 knee arthroscopies, and they found that although they were really infrequent, but it still occurred that the complications were like an infection, of course, but also like venous thromboembolism, but also the lung embolia. So it could get really severe.
And were there many side effects from the physiotherapy?
Not really. So obviously in both groups, some side effects occurred, but the more severe only occurred in the surgery group.
So this is people, just to remind the listener, this is people who aged 45 and over. They've got a torn meniscus, presumably because the general practitioner did an MRI and found a torn meniscus rather than, you know, so it was, that was a situation in which their meniscus was discovered, I assume?
Well, in the Netherlands, it might work a little bit different, but then a patient has knee pain, and if anything is suspected by the general practitioner, they refer it to the patient to us, to the orthopedic surgeons, and we make the MRI. Sometimes the general practitioner also makes the MRI, but most of the times we make the MRI scan.
So you, so essentially there's just equal benefits of physiotherapy with fewer complications. So why are surgeons still doing arthroscopy when the randomized trials for just simple wear and tear don't seem to do any good compared to placebo, and now there's not much difference with arthroscopy and physical therapy?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and that's something that we really look into. And one reason that we expect for this is that it's, well, hard to change the long-held belief. And one argument that we hear quite a lot from surgeons is that they believe that, well, they are able to predict how a patient that's sitting in front of him or her in the outpatient clinic. And then also the argument comes up that that patient is really different from the patient that's included in the trial.
It's almost comforting that orthopedic surgeons behave the same way the world over.
Well, I'm not really sure about that, but so what I try to say is that they believe that they are able to predict how the patient will respond to surgery. So my patient sitting in front of me, he or she will respond good to surgery.
Despite the fact that the evidence suggests otherwise.
Yeah, exactly.
And just so finally, we haven't got much time left. In some of these trials, people cross over into the other form of therapy. How much crossover was there?
Yeah, so approximately 3 in every 10 patients.
So 3 in every 10 patients who were in the physio group moved into the surgery group.
Yes.
And do we know why?
Well, what we found out is that in 3 of every 10 patients, they still needed surgery because of knee pain, obvious, sometimes also because of knee locking that occurred. And currently we're working on a project to identify some patient characteristics, which help us to predict the outcome of the conservative treatment. So if we can find certain characteristics that predict, let's say a negative outcome of physical therapy, then we can adapt the physical therapy program based on those characteristics. And we're not really sure why, but that's something that we currently look into.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, thanks so much.
Victor van der Graaf is in the Department of Orthopaedic Surgery at the OLVG Hospital in Amsterdam. And a word of advice, the gold standard first-line test for investigating uncomplicated knee pain in people over 45 or 50 is a weight-bearing ordinary X-ray, not a CT and not an MRI. Having one of those tests just shows up things you were never meant to see and which make unnecessary and potentially harmful treatment more tempting. So don't let yourself be tempted.